Next, News Britain.
Go digital with PSPS. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN and Zamtel networks, to access all your pension needs. Go digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the Ambassador of the United States.
Informed all day long. That's the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forcibly.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
The Afternoon Main News Bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, I'm Naomi Chisengela Mwanza. The headlines. Government scales up national water security measures. Zambia launches 2025-2030 HIV prevention roadmap as new infections rise. Guinea-Bissau faces fresh uncertainty after disputed election and coup. And in sports, Hans Bartels meets national federation leaders. Now the news in detail. The Minister of Health has unveiled its HIV prevention roadmap 2025-2030, marking a renewed national commitment to curb new HIV infections and strengthen coordinated actions across government sectors. The launch comes amid concerning figures that show an increase in new infections in recent years, despite notable progress at national and regional levels. Speaking on behalf of the Minister, National AIDS Council Exchange Director Kebi Musokotwani has highlighted that global HIV infections have dropped by 40% since 2010, with Eastern and Southern Africa achieving an even larger reduction of 56%. Still, the region remains heavily affected, accounting for a third of all new infections worldwide. Mr. Musokotwani says that Zambia has recorded approximately 30,000 new HIV infections in 2024, up from 23,000 in 2020. He says young people aged 18 to 24 remain at the epicenter of new infections, and that nearly 85% of recent cases fall within this age group. He says that vulnerable and undeserved populations were noted as being three times more likely to acquire HIV, underscoring gaps in access to prevention and healthcare services. The roadmap emphasizes HIV as not only a health issue, but a societal challenge requiring broad national engagement, and that to achieve the goal of ending AIDS as a public health threat by 2030, government leaders called for participation from various sectors of society. Meanwhile, UN AIDS Country Director Isaac Hayemesa has called for renewed agency and expanded community lead. Government says Zambia continues to face significant social challenges that directly affect children and young people with limited staff and requires immediate attention. Speaking during REPSI 10th graduation ceremony in Lusaka today, the Minister of Community Development and Social Services, Ms. Doreen Sefuke Mwamba, in a speech read on her behalf by Anna Mubukwani, has called the country's currently social service workforce of 17 social workers for every 100,000 people as a crisis. She has called on stakeholders like REPSI to continue working together with government to ensure all districts, schools, child care facilities and community structures have access to well-prepared and supported frontline workers. Meanwhile, a student representative, Elias Sakala, has called on government and civil societies to utilize him and his fellow graduates as frontline workers to solve social difficulties. And speaking earlier, REPSI Country Advisory Board Ms. Annie Kwandami has assured government and the graduates of its commitment in training and supporting child protection in Zambia. The Alliance Against Corruption, AAC, has raised concern over what it describes as a disturbing rise in toxic public statements that risk undermining national unity, endangering innocent lives, and eroding Zambia's moral fabric. ACC Executive Director, Advocate Dr. Noel Chisebe, says the organization noted that corruption is not limited to financial misconduct, but also includes the breakdown of values and principles that hold society together. According to Dr. Chisebe, the country has witnessed an increase in harmful rhetoric from various sectors, including political party leaders, clergy, traditional leaders, and civil society representatives. He warned that such language has the potential to fuel violence, hatred, and division. United Party for National Development, UPND, Secretary General Batuka Emenda has called for discipline.